is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talkin' Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, KFC, Muffler World, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Print Masters, Royal Caribbean Cruises Limited, and Tropical Gyros.
And I said, these are some serious times. All I can see around us is just violence and crime. Full time for us to centralize, socialize, and realize. So let the sun shine throughout every day. Let the moon shine through the peaceful night. This is seven times rise and seven times fall. But I don't really believe in the falling things at all. Cause life continues as it goes. If you really want to know the truth of the truth isn't being told. No, 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 no. So I said, these are some serious times. All I can see around us is just violence and crime. Potentialize, socialize, and realize. So let the sun shine throughout every day. Let the moon shine through the peaceful night. This is seven times rise and seven times fall. But I don't really believe in the falling things at all. Cause life continues as it goes. If you really want to know the truth, of the truth isn't being told. No, 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 no. So sometimes you think it's peace and safety. It could be your first sudden discharge.
You've got it locked and loaded to the Wednesday, October 22nd edition of Talking Edge. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. And it is a Wednesday, and what a Wednesday it is. I've sat all day, and I've watched one of the most tragic situations that I've seen in a long time in this country unfold. First and foremost, on behalf of MJ, our sons, our family, the Guardian family, I would like to extend our sincere, heartfelt condolences to the Saunders family. We are keeping you in our thoughts and in our prayers. No one should have to go through what you're going through. That's where we're at in 2025, Bahamas. That's where we're at. That this type of situation and that murder has become just part of the fabric. We become desensitized to it. Tragic situation. And on multiple levels, not just the family, not just the young mother who lost her life, young pregnant mother who lost her life. It shows we were at other ways too. We are the most gullible set. We see something on social media, what's up, hook, line, and sinker. Like Boo Boo the Fool. Share, share, copy, share, pay. First of all, no consideration for the family. How many times have we seen stuff posted on social media before family members know? No respect. Then the speculation off the fake news, the finger pointing, the wannabe social media reporters, detectives, so on and so forth. We have a myriad of hogwash floating around. And a myriad of what ifs. Nothing substantiated. Can't get anything from the family, can't hear anything from the police force. A shroud of mystery over this whole thing. But yet, the social media sleuths got the answer. And how many had to put up retractions today? I had the sense to put up retractions. Because a couple that dumb that they haven't. Sometimes you need to engage your brain in gear before you put your mouth and fingers in motion. And that way you avoid a big commotion. and stop swallowing everything you get forwarded to you like it's gospel. Fact check it. Double check it. Because I'll tell you something. We Bahamians lie on social media. It's just ridiculous. And I'm not going to get into all of the particulars and the circumstances and the allegations. Because at this stage of the game, the most important thing is being lost on the speculation created by fake news and wannabe reporters. And it doesn't just hit every day, you know. You got some big-time media houses in this country grabbing the social media foolishness and running with it. Not a good look. And what's getting lost in this is, once again, we've lost another young Bahamian, but another young Bahamian woman to violent crime. And yes, we've lost a plethora, a multitude, a generation of young Bahamian males to violence and gun violence and drug violence and gang violence on the street. I will never stop saying it. But now it's elevated that women and children are now being affected. The elderly are being affected by it. And if you have a problem with someone saying there's violence against women, then you might have a problem. It's violence, period. The young men shouldn't have to go through it. Our young women shouldn't have to go through it. Our children and our elderly shouldn't have to go through it. And there is a cloud of darkness hanging over this nation. And we have to look at it. And we have to accept that, yes, we have some social ills that really creeping up on us. But at the same time, it shouldn't be compounded by fake news and, for lack of a better word, lies on social media. It doesn't help. But again, the most important thing is a young mother who is pregnant is dead to violence. At the end of the day, the violence needs to stop. Families need healing. Families need closure. And I pray for healing and closure for the Saunders family. I pray that God comforts them through this time, because this is a rough time. God, go you or I. So pray for the Saunders family. Pray for your family. And pray for this country. Because we are not in a good place, Bahamas. We got lots to talk about today. Obviously, I want you to chime in. We do have a special guest coming up in short order. I'm going to get to him in a second. The F&M ratified candidate for Freetown, Mr. Lincoln Deal. We'll have a great candid conversation with him coming up in short order. But if you want to chime in, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Let's check the phone lines real quick. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty, how you doing, buddy? KK, you got a heavy heart today, brother.
Boy, I'm not a happy camper, Carla. I mean, how many times have we addressed this situation and other similar situations with young Bahamians, men and now women, male and female, and now becoming victims to violence? Zero social conflict resolution. We got a lot of social ills going on. We're not in a good place.
You know, Naughty, for me...
And I don't want to sound like Debbie Downer, but, bro, we got a lot of work to do.
Exactly. And at what point will that work start? And where does that work need to start amongst us as a people? And I'm not talking about where we look and say, oh, the police need to do this or the government need to do this. I'm talking about amongst us, within us as a people.
Well, I think it starts
as a people
in the home. I think it starts in the community. I think it needs to involve the church, the police force, the defense force, youth groups, medical personnel who deal with like mental illness and mental issues, you know what I mean? Psychiatrists, psychologists.
That's all fine and good, Naughty, but let's use for example today. Let's just for a second and acknowledge the minutia. You hear the amount of foolishness across social media as if there's something that warrants somebody losing their life.
We are far too gullible on social media. We fall for it hook, line, and sinker. And that's why I was talking about earlier. It involves, it's like an umbrella. It involves multiple aspects of the community in order to solve this problem.
So my charge and prayer, Naughty, is that we can come together as a people and stop pointing the fingers at governments and leaders and start to take some responsibility within our own selves as a people. Right? Like, that's my prayer and hope. And I
pray double hard for me because, man, if we got leaders and we got government who are doing fool, I can still run my mouth. It's God, give me breath in my body. But, so pray for me double or not, but I get your point.
Gotcha, Naughty. Enjoy the rest of your day. And condolences to that family, the Saunders family.
Indeed, that's the most important thing. Pray for the Saunders family.
Nation, extend our prayers to that family and any other family that's been affected by violence. You know, we extend our prayers and comfort to them as a family, as a country, you know. And thank you for your show and you and MJ and what y'all do, Naughty.
Appreciate you, brother. Thanks, man. I always enjoy your contributions. Let's get to the other calls. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, Pumpkin Eater? Turn your radio down for me, Pumpkin. All right, what you got for me, Pumpkin Eater?
Like an open line format, I want to change the format.
Yeah, go ahead, man. Go ahead, Punkin.
I would like to see the minister response for BTC. They really have a talk with the chairman, man. All I knew was moving channels. Some of my favorite educational and phone book channels were moved with no explanation. You see what I'm saying?
All right, and that's channels on your what? On your Flow TV. On your Flow channel? Okay, on your Flow TV?
Yeah, they get TV. I actually have a talk with the chairman because we still got shares and the BTC.
And I had another caller yesterday, said they was charging him $1 a minute for a call here in New Providence.
Yeah, and but they got it up. And also, we still pay CWC to manage our shares. And that's millions of dollars. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, Pumpkin.
And they can't hold on to PBS and other channels. We want to on the chairman sucking up air condition and taking our taxpayers' money. The reason why I complain to your show, because this is our taxpayers' money. Moving the channels for no odd reason. You know what I mean? I mean, the former prime minister going to screw up and selling it. And now the minister need to talk to sit down to the chairman and find out what's going on. I sure you heard the argument with Sherry Benjamin, the union president. You heard the argument, right?
I heard a piece of it, Pumpkin, but I can't lie. I didn't do my full due diligence on that because I thought there were other bigger stories and pressing issues that I wanted to look at today. No disrespect to...
No. There's pressing issue. The pressing issue is we paid for this. We got a shares in it, our taxpayers. I mentioned our taxpayers. Shares in it. And Sherry Benjamin is right. And so the minister, you talk about BBL, they're developing BTL. So the minister needs to sit down with the chairman and find out what the future was going on. We paying for it. We paying our rent every month.
I agree with you, Papa. You need the service. You need.
I'm Papa.
I mean, sorry, Pumpkin. Pumpkin, Papa, the two of y'all is peas. What y'all want me to do, man?
Call me Pumpkin. That's what I want you to do.
All right, Pumpkin. I got you.
All right, but that's what I want to deal with. Have a good day.
You too, brother. All right? Ah, that Pumpkin boy, he's a character. Character. Good one, though. But, yeah, like I say, and I don't want to seem a little trivial there, Pumpkin, when I tell you this, that there's a lot I wanted to look at today, that being one of them. And for I got caught up in the soap opera. Once again, we as a people make things a soap opera. This shouldn't be turned into it. This should be a modicum of respect for the family, for the victim. And when you see something like that, then you should wait until you know the actual factual from credible sources. And some of those credible sources need to do better before you brand it as non-credible sources. Let's get this call in. Talking Heads.
Okay, just stuck in the voice along with you, Naughty.
What's going on, Brayman?
I'm right here, man, holding, thank God. Naughty, this situation, this bunch of violence and stuff and, you know, immaturities that are happening in this country, it can be fixed, you know. And it has to start now with the children. Okay? Start with the children. We, the grown-up, we know what to do. But the children need to be taught.
On multiple levels.
To us, in order that what we are holding and what we know of, to put in their hands and know how to put it in their hands. Because they have to be the leaders of tomorrow. So it can be fixed. We got to stop letting those guys in our House of Assembly and in our Senate believe they are God's gift to us. Okay? So let's teach our children. Thank you.
No problem, Brayman. Appreciate your call as always. And I agree. Got to start a reprogramming. Let me check the text lines. Good day, Naughty. I agree with you with this social media share, and I didn't even like the post because I didn't like it. Many stuff I see, I never share it. I mean, that's the responsible thing to do. If you don't like it, if you don't think it makes sense, if you think it's foolishness, don't be part of the problem by sharing it. Let the trail end with you. Naughty, I can hear your frustration, and this is a sad day. All violence should end. All. I agree. Every way, shape, or form. That's right, Naughty. The one excellent educational channel on cable was PBS, and they now can no longer provide it. We need a discount with it, or without it, and ideally it needs to be restored. Yeah, you do need educational programming now. But wasn't that part of them being in existence, that you should have educational programs and community programs, so on and so forth? Let me make a call to some of my friends at RICO. See exactly what's going on with that. All right, we're going to take the break, flip side of the break. We're going to have a conversation guest, FNM ratified candidate for Freetown, Mr. Lincoln Deal. We'll get his take on everything that's going on with the headlines as well as what's going on in Freetown. And obviously, you know, lots to talk about there. So keep it right where you got it. The Wednesday, October 22nd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
It could be your first sudden destruction. See, you wake up this morning, you better give thanks. You don't know if you're gonna live to see tomorrow. Life is much more precious than gold. Yeah, yeah. And if the truth hasn't been told, so I said these are some serious times. All I can see around us is just violence and crime.
Feeding the crew, fueling the cravings. There's something for everyone with the new KFC fill-up box, serving 6 juicy pieces of chicken, 4 buttery biscuits, crispy fries to share, and 12 premium original recipe KFC nuggets, all packed into one crave-worthy box. Not a crumb's gonna survive when the KFC box hits the table. So dig in and do whatever the crunch you want with the KFC fill-up box, only at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear need. What you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
And crime, full time for us to centralize, socialize, and realize. So let the sun shine throughout every day. Let the moon shine through the peaceful night. This is seven times rise and seven times fall. But I don't really believe in the falling things at all. Cause life continues as it goes. If you really want to know the truth of the truth isn't being told. No, 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 no. So I said, these are some serious times. All I can see around us is just violence and crime. Full time for us to centralize, socialize, and realize. So let the sun shine throughout every day. Let the moon shine through the peaceful night. This is seven times rise and seven times fall. But I don't really believe in the falling things at all. Cause life continues as it goes. If you really want to know the truth of the truth isn't being told. No, 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 no. So sometimes you think it's peace and safety. It could be your first sudden destruction. Did you wake up this morning? You better give thanks. You don't know if you're gonna live to see tomorrow. Life is much more precious than gold. If the truth hasn't been.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, October 22nd edition of Talking Heads, your boy Naughty and your company, right up until 6 p.m. And I'm joined now by my special guest, F&M ratified candidate for Freetown, Mr. Lincoln Deal. Glad to have him on the show. First time on the show. Glad to have you here, Lincoln. How are you and how's the family doing?
Naughty, it is an honor to be here. Family is all good. My wife and the three kids are listening.
There you go. Good stuff, man. And I see all over You know, your Facebook boy, them kids of yours, but I see they dragging you every which way. But they got daddy to pieces.
I hope you saw their shirts. Vote for my daddy for Freetown.
Yeah, I saw that too. I was about to get to that. I was like, I like their branding initiative early, boy. Them stream program from it off early. Sure. Not only does it work for other people's kids, it works for your kids too.
For sure.
But we'll talk about that in a little bit because I was very pleased to see that you introduced that into the community. With the young kids, and we'll talk more about that in depth. But real quick, like we do, obviously, everybody who's now, you know, up for public office, we like to find out who you are. And since it's the first time on Talking Heads, let everybody know who Lincoln Deal is.
Naughty, once again, it is an honor to be here. My name is Lincoln Deal. I am, of course, the FNM candidate, ratified candidate for the great Freetown constituency. But first, I'm a husband. I'm a God-fearing man. I'm a husband to one, my love, Beth Deal. I have three kids. I'm a businessman, a philanthropist. I've been serving on the national development scene for many years. I've served in the Free National Movement for 18 uninterrupted years of dedicated service, starting in the Torchbearers, moving up to a three-time national vice chairman, campaign manager, and beyond. And so it is an honor, and I'm grateful.
So you've put in the work behind the scenes for years.
For many years.
Right. So now, obviously, you have a great opportunity in the Freetown constituency. How has that been so far? And I again, well publicized, you're on the ground. I see information out there on a regular. What's it like in Freetown? How have you been received?
And, you know, before I get started with that, Naughty, what I want to do as well is just begin by expressing my deepest condolences to the family and loved ones of a young woman.
Yes,
that
tragically
lost her life. You know, this is an unimaginable loss. A 30-year-old mother, 7 months pregnant, leaving behind two children. And so as a father and as a Bahamian and as a human being, my heart breaks for that family. And I just want to offer my sincere condolences to them.
And it's something that we have to look at. I mean, I opened the show with it, and it's something we need to talk about as a community, as a society on multiple levels. And young leaders such as yourself need to bear this kind of stuff in mind as you go forward, because you have the opportunity to make the changes that we need going forward. Loopholes in the legal system, so on and so forth, you know, sentencing guidelines. We need to look at it. We have to get the society back. And we're losing it on multiple levels. We agree that we've lost a whole generation of young males.
Yep.
But now we're losing children, women, elderly, and it's across the board.
Yeah.
And it needs to stop.
Yeah. You know, that's not just a headline. It's a tragedy that hits home for all of us. And so, to many of our women and girls have become unfortunate victims to violence. And, you know, every time we lose one, we lose a part of our nation's heart. And so, again, I just wanted to offer my sincere condolences to the family. Well, all's well in Freetown. It has been a phenomenal 7-8 weeks on the ground. I once again want to thank the Free National Movement and, of course, my leader, the Honorable Michael Pintard, for giving me the opportunity to serve. And, of course, the Freetown Constituency Association, who would have voted confidence in me to be their standard bearer in this upcoming general election. My team and I have been on the ground for, you know, throughout this time, and we started with a listening tour. Because I think most times, you know, once people get on the ground, they just start doing what they think needs to happen. But for me, you know, we wanted to listen to the concerns of the residents, right? Freetown is a very diverse constituency.
I was about to bring that up. Freetown is not your normal constituency. It comprises a lot of different communities that would surprise a lot of people.
Indeed. You know, you have Paradise Island. You have Little Blair. You have parts of Kemp Road, Mackey Street, Shirley Street. It's such a vast landmass that has a diverse group of people, you know, business people, you know, persons who want to enhance the community. And so it's been rewarding just going door to door every single day and listening to the concerns, and the response has been phenomenal.
Now, I think that's a good point that you brought up. A lot of times people hit the ground and they want to come and sell you, mm-hmm. the voter, me, the voter. You know, hey, this is what I got to do. But sometimes it's going to understand what are the real needs of the residents of your constituency, because at the end of the day, you have to represent them. Yeah. So he who feels it knows it. And obviously, if you're on the ground listening, I think that's a great way to make a first impression, just hearing what we need. Then we could go from there and we could talk about rectifying the situation and offering solutions and so on and so forth. But I think that there has to be that kind of I think the voting populace needs a hug, to be honest with you. So when you're rolling, you got to give them a little hug. You got to listen to them. You got to understand their frustration. Mm-hmm. And then, because there's a lot to be frustrated about.
A lot to be frustrated about. I mean, on the way out of Freetown, on my way, I dropped in a couple of potholes.
I was just going to tell you, man, and they ain't potholes. They moon craters right there.
Yeah, you moved to the constituency real quick with that.
And was it your constituency that I saw the young man in the pothole? Was that the Freetown constituency?
No,
that was another one. That was Seabreezy.
That was not Freetown, but we have potholes to that magnitude along the streets of Freetown.
I got some pictures of the Freetown potholes with the plants in them and stuff like that too. Yeah, man, I keep an eye on the pothole report. We got to keep these roads proper. So obviously, you know, we're feeling it. And it's not just Freetown. Mm-hmm. It's all around town when you drive. The roads need work. We need infrastructure help.
Yeah.
And for God's sake, we don't need to pave a road beautifully, then dig it up 2 days later because we forgot to deal with, you know, water or cable or so on and so forth. So obviously, you know, that's something that needs to be addressed. Is that one of the main concerns of residents throughout Freetown?
That's a big concern for a lot of residents through Freetown. You know, there's the cost of living. Many persons in the Freetown constituency, you know, complain about the cost of living and the rising cost of living, the fear of crime. Infrastructural challenges. We just mentioned one, the potholes, and then you have environmental challenges as well, right? So there's a lot of drainages that are blocked up, and so there's
that was another question that's coming through
of Freetown that
is flooding affecting Freetown.
It's affecting Freetown businesses, constituents, and generally throughout the constituency. You know, we've been taking note of a lot of clogged drain systems. As well as, Noddy, you know, from an environmental standpoint, overgrown bushes, things of that nature. I was at the National Performing Arts Center about 2 weeks ago, and I could not believe how overgrown the bushes there are. The roof is collapsing. And I mean, that's in the Freetown constituency.
Has that building gone completely, like, derelict, for lack of a better word? It's not being used, obviously.
Nothing is happening. There's plywood on the doors. The doors are locked. The roof is caving in. If you go there right now, you would see just bush all over the place. And the reality is, that was a beacon of hope, right? It started as the Shirley Street Theater.
Yes.
But it's a theater where Bahamians can actually execute the orange economy, persons who want to do plays, events. And this
Me and MJ did comedy shows there before. We did Lil Duval and we did a couple other shows there.
This sits in almost the heart of Freetown. And so I was so disheartened to see the state of that particular facility that has so much potential.
It does, and it's still salvageable, so I think some work needs to be put into it. It can't go completely to rock and ruin. Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Mr. Deal.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Listen, I was very impressed with a program that you did with the STEM for the young children.
Yes.
Do you plan to continue that program in Freetown?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for that. So, the STEM program, which goes for science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, it has been a program that I've been really passionate about. It gives young people, students, the opportunity to learn about coding, robotics, engineering, math, science, drone flying, and these are the skills and the jobs and the careers of the future. If they get introduced at a very young age, it gives them a pathway to success, especially as the world continues to change.
If you could do a similar program in Freetown, because, you know, the young people here need that type of exposure.
Indeed.
And when I watched what you were doing earlier in the year, it was very impressive. So I hope you continue to do that.
Thank you.
And welcome to Freetown. I hope all goes well for you, and I know you're going to win.
Thank you. Thank you. I humbly appreciate that. And again, we will be bringing that program to the Freetown constituency. So just stay tuned. You'll hear
thank
about
you.
It.
Thank you. I'll spread the word to some of my other
Indeed. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's get to this other call. Talking Heads.
Hello. Pleasant good day, Mr. Naughty.
Good afternoon.
Yes, yes. Long time listener and first time caller.
Appreciate that.
St. Pete.
Yes, yes, indeed.
This totally off the topic, right? But I just wanted to mention, this cruise port, you know, this is a real enemy of the state, right? They just literally opened a duty-free liquor store on the cruise port.
Well, when you allow them to control 86% of your tourism market, that's what you're going to get, my brother.
Yes, sir.
That's where we at.
It's a really sad state. This country is in, my brother.
And I'm hearing taxi drivers feeling it, not just down there at the cruise port,
yep.
but
yep.
at other locations. And it's yes, not sir. A good time, man. It's not.
Everybody is feeling it. It's a bad move. Bad move.
So we're not feeling the old school tourism effect where, you know, where we get with heads in beds, where cab drivers will make fares, restaurants
exactly.
will make money,
no,
liquor stores will sell the duty free.
But we make less money, and it doesn't make any sense.
Well, then, when you're the lowest spend in the region when it comes to cruise ship passengers, that's what's going to happen.
Yes, sir.
We got to work on it, man. Keep agitating, brother. Keep listening.
Yes,
keep calling
sir.
In and keep
know.
Agitating,
yes,
man. Big respect.
Come on. Be easy.
Yes, right. Same way. I got some texts coming in. Naughty Tell Pumpkin, PBS television has recently been defunded by the U.S. federal government. That may be a part of the reason it's not on Flow TV anymore. You mean Trump got to PBS? I got a question off the text lines, though, for Mr. Deal. Naughty, good afternoon. Can you ask your guest what he wants to see in Freetown? He did very well with Eden Farms. And what does he think about the future of farming and food sustainability in the country moving forward?
Great question. So some of the things that we've listened to, Naughty, as we went door to door, again, there's a few concerns. So there's infrastructural issues, there are community-related issues, and there's the fear of crime, right? Those are some of the consistently top issues that we've been seeing. But there's also a sense of people wanting to feel more like a community, right? So going to the farming aspect of it, right? We are starting a farmer's market in the Freetown constituency, right? Because food security is national security. And for many years, I've been a major advocate of food security in the Bahamas. And of course, our leader, Michael Pindard, is major advocate of food security, also the former Minister of Agriculture. And so as our manifesto rollout, you're going to see some very transformational things in the agricultural sector. Going back to the educational aspect of it, STEM is going to be a big sure that there are educational programs for young people in the area, making sure that there are business-related programs. As you know, Naughty, I've been in business for 15-plus years.
Right.
Uninterrupted.
You're a very young entrepreneur when you started. I must give you credit on that.
And so I want to assist other young men and women in the area because the people of Freetown, they are resilient. They mean business. And so we have a program called Freetown Means Business. There are so many thriving existing business in the Freetown community. But one of the concerns that they're saying is that it is too expensive. It is too costly to do business in the Bahamas. And it's making it difficult for them to thrive.
And when you think about some of those businesses and you think about Freetown, a lot of those businesses have been around for years in that Freetown community.
Oh, yeah.
And they should be allowed to be on a level playing field to continue doing business.
Freetown is rich with businesses, and we actually control even a lot of the maritime space. So, when I look at the Bay Street Mariners and others that are trying to advocate to the government to lessen the taxes, the Freetown businesses are screaming and crying for help.
Right, and as far as those marina businesses go, the new policies in place by this administration have cut that industry by 60%.
Significantly.
We need to get those yachts back.
Mm-hmm.
Into the marinas.
They're now channeling to different ports.
Correct.
And different organizations. And so
because
it's
too expensive to do business here.
It's too expensive.
I've heard of stories of Bahamian captains that have to work 2 and 3 months down in the region and then come back home where they never had to do that before. They were like, Naughty, I'd be out by 6 in the morning and home by 6 p.m., boat clean and, ready to go home to the family.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got to spend 3 months down here.
Yeah.
And then come back up for a visit and go back. So obviously, we need to get that back to where it needs to be. Let's get to the phone lines. Let's check these calls out. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, how you doing?
What's going on, Jeff?
Let me just shoot a gentle word to my good friend Lincoln Deal and to his family, who I know is listening. He knows his voice very well. I'm going to put 2 or 3 poignant suggestions on the table. First, I would like to know from him, should he be successful in Freetown, representing the next generation of Bahamians? What would he like to see his portfolio be in the new government should the FNM win this next upcoming general elections? 1. 2. What is his plans for all of the bad policies that both political parties have made in this country that is still in place. What would be his role in reversing some of those in the hopes to bring a new Bahamas where it's more beneficial for Bahamians? And my last point, whereas we recognize that he is a major soldier in the food sustainability and growth sector of this country, where is his, what is his plans for really pushing and promoting where we have the reduction of our produce and stuff coming into this country and relying more on the farmers and the persons who practice husbandry in this country? What is his goal in terms of that? What is his vision for the new Bahamas in terms of being able to sustain ourselves from a food economic standpoint? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Jeff.
Valley, knew your voice, Jeff.
Yeah. That was four. Nevertheless, from a portfolio standpoint, of course, I serve under the pleasure of our leader and future Prime Minister, Michael Clifton Pintard. And so he will decide at that time where things space out. But in terms of the food security aspect of it, so when our former leader was the Minister of Agriculture, he put a policy in place where 60% of everything that the hotels and cruise ships purchase should come from local farmers. That was one of the policies that would have given young farmers and those in the maritime industry an opportunity to produce large scale for the hotels, for the cruise ships that add significant traffic to our country on a daily, monthly, weekly, yearly basis. Secondly, agriculture is so vibrant. We import over $800 million worth of fruits, vegetables, and different foods every single year. In the Ministry of Agriculture right now, there's about $200 million of cash crops that we can actually grow here in the Bahamas. And so it's critical that we start to focus more, one, on the educational standpoint of it, teaching young people from a very young age the importance of agriculture, the different types of agriculture, because there's a perception that agriculture is only...
I agree with you there, because the average age of the farmer is something like 65 or 70. So we really need to encourage young people to get into farming.
And one of the things that we did was we introduced technology to farming, right? To make smart agri-tech farming available to everyone, right? We started with container farms and deploying those container farms to remote islands that have to wait years and days just to get good produce on
Correct.
A consistent basis. And so for us, you know, solving the problem of food security is not an overnight process. However, I believe that there are some low-hanging fruits, no pun intended, looking at the $200 million cash crop bid that we could focus on to start to make a dent in that industry. And of course, merging technology and agriculture together. And that will be a big platform in the Pintard administration in the next election.
Well, we have the climate. We have the land. We should be able to put some in place. And I do like the technology aspects that you brought to farming and showing us a different way to do it, an economical way to do it, but still provide. I thought the container farming was off the chain. I thought it was a brilliant idea.
Indeed. And I think that over in the upcoming years, that needs to be consistently replicated because it solves some of the issues that we have historically had in the agricultural industry. But beyond that, I think that there are so many new young farmers coming up now that I'm proud to see, you know, those getting into poultry, those getting into mass maritime where they're catching the fish, but they're ensuring that it's also exported, right? This is where we need to go as a country, not to just become importers, but exporters. I wrote an article in The Guardian a few months ago calling Shifting from Imports to Innovation. And I believe that this generation is creating the tools and putting the passion necessary to solve some of these systemic and long-term and long-time problems that we've been having.
All right, let's get back to the phone. Talking Heads. All right, caller, hit us back. Let's get to the other lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, good morning. Hey, buddy, Lincoln Deal. Hey, this is Mark Turnquist, man. How you doing?
I'm good, Mark. How are you?
Yeah, man. You remember,
the business guru.
I did his first business plan when he was 15, you know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. When he was 15, he was very ambitious from day one, buddy.
Yeah,
and
man.
And I know you're going to do well.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Can't wait to see you, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. Take care of yourself, buddy.
All right. You too.
Thank you. Good stuff. Boy, I got endorsement, man, Mark. Mark, remember when you did your first business plan?
Yep. And Mark has been in the business circuit for many years as well.
What was your first business plan when you were 15?
Deal Zone. So it was a daily deal website to give people an opportunity to get discounts on some of the best things to do in their hair in the Bahamas.
Boom. There you go. Good stuff. I like the name, too. Deal Zone. Listen, got another question for you. Good afternoon, audience, to your guest. I just heard your guest talking about agriculture. Could he expand on what happened with the Golden Yoke program? I thought it was a great idea. What happened to it? Now, I'll tell you, Golden Hours, I can warn you again. Golden Hours, be careful. Senator Pickstar come in, you know. Listen, he had the Golden Yoke, which became the Golden Joke, which became the Golden Broke, because there's no eggs. It's a farce. And he bumbled it, basically.
Yeah, the opposition has consistently asked about, you know, the status of the Golden Yoke program. We're still waiting on that report. So
I think if executed, it could have been a great idea.
It is. I mean, poultry is a very important aspect of it, of the cost of eggs. A couple of months ago, about a year ago, when eggs were like $10, $15, right?
And the Dominican chimney eggs don't work because they
muy pequeño. They're enough local chicken farmers here.
Correct.
That could support the local economy. My father-in-law, he had an egg farm in Grand Bahama. Unfortunately, the hurricane damaged that, but I saw the potential of it, and I'm encouraging more and more Bahamians to get into that particular market.
All right, a couple more questions for you. Callers, I see you. Let me deal with the text, and then I'll get right to you. How's your time looking, Mr. Deal? Can you go over a little bit into the 5 o'clock?
Sure.
All right, so callers, Texas, what I'll do is I'll get to all your texts in the 5 o'clock. Let's get to the calls now. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, what's going on?
What's going on, bro?
Hey, Brother Deal, I can't wait to hear you make this presentation and also Assembly, man.
Thank you.
You're sounding good, and you're looking good on the road. Just stay encouraged, stay focused, and God's willing, you'll be the next member of Parliament.
Thank you, sir.
But, you know, I also want you to pay a little attention also to the commercial fish, to the commercial fishes.
Yes.
You know, government has placed some crazy tax on the back of these fishermen. I mean, when you look at boat registration, you look at it's just a bunch of crazy taxes that they place on the fishermen. How do you expect us to feed ourselves when you bring the food to the table? So I really wish, you know, we would place a little bit more emphasis on how we could alleviate some of these taxes and how could we help some of the fishermen, especially the fishermen in the Family Islands. You know what I mean? We really need to do something for them.
Indeed. And, you know, I'm in boating as well, right? And the taxes that we have been hit from even the port perspective has been astronomical, right? And it's hindering, again, we started talking about this earlier, Naughty. The cost to do business in the Bahamas is too expensive. It makes it prohibitive. Not realizing that.
If I could make one more point before I go. Mm-hmm. The government recently passed a bunch of bills on that came into effect on July 1st. And one of those bills has to do with the maritime business in Grand Bahama in particular. The government has placed a 6 cents tax on diesel fuel, bunker diesel fuel. So that means every vessel that comes to the Bahamas now to get bunker fuel, they now have to pay an additional 6 cents in taxes. Give an example. Let's say you got a ship come here to take 200,000 gallons of diesel. Mm-hmm. They have to pay an additional 6 cents on that $200,000 worth of 200 gallons worth of diesel. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? So imagine the extra cost. Betty Kay, let me use Betty Kay as an example. Mm-hmm. Betty Kay come to Nassau to put fuel in their tanks. They got to pay an additional six cents on that. That now is going to pass on to the customers. So this government, they really need to go. So just to encourage, and God's willing, you'll get them out of there.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, let's get to the other calls. Good call, caller. Talking Heads.
Hi, good evening.
Good afternoon. What's going on?
Mr. Deal, you running in the Freetown constituency, right?
Yes, sir.
Challenging the Minister of National Security, Wayne Roosevelt Monroe. Do you think you can beat a sit-in Minister of National Security in Freetown?
Tell them, leave the boundaries as it is, let them come, and we will deal with them accordingly.
Caller, before you go, don't worry about who Mr. Deal could beat in Freetown. Let me ask you, are your 1-6 Dolphins going to beat anybody for the rest of the season?
Well, we're better than the Jets. We're better than the Jets. I think that should be established. And we will eventually win a Super Bowl, Naughty.
Not before my Cowboys, Donnie.
You're talking about Super Bowl, that's the Dolphins, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
This is 89% of Freetown voters are Miami Dolphin fans, Naughty.
Well, then, Mr. Deal.
So I'm a Dolphin today. Let's go Dolphins.
Well, look here. It's not like Freetown need a winner, so look like you in good shape, man. Look like you got good chances.
At the end of the day, caller, the residents of Freetown will determine, and they will make their voices heard on Election Day.
Excellent. Have a good afternoon.
Yeah, but I mean, You look at it, and that is an area that a lot of people come election, they gravitate to. They keep an eye on that seat. That's one of the seats they keep an eye on. Let me get to the we'll get to the break. Flip side of the break, we'll get into the news. On the flip side of the news, I got all your texts lined up for you. Callers who just called in, you can either hit me back right after the news, or you can hang tight, and we'll get to you on the flip side of the break in the 5 o'clock hour. The Wednesday, October 22nd edition of Talking Heads with our special guest, F&M ratified candidate for Freetown, Mr. Lincoln Deal. Continue.
As it goes, if you really want to know the truth, the truth isn't being told. No, 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 no. So I said, these are some serious times. All I can see around us is this
one. Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
Valiant. We a big deal when we touch ground. Yeah, I can see what we're pulling up. Anything for the taste, what we love. Barbecue, spicy and original, flavorful, crispy, irresistible. Three piece with a fries and a Pepsi. Bro, get your one big deal, stop stress me. All of me dip on the toilet, no left feet. Anything for the taste of a juicy, crunchy, irresistible KFC big deal. Three pieces of delicious chicken, fries and Pepsi. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Going through tires faster than a hot night to bar. One wheel going left, one wheel going right. While the car crying and trying to go down the road straight. Chief, you need to go into Muffler World and get your wheels aligned. Muffler World will set you on the straight and narrow in no time. With computerized wheel alignment. And since the car is up already on, red tires off and get some new ones. Muffler World on Mackey Street. Got that computerized wheel alignment and brand new tires.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, KFC, Muffler World, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Print Masters, Royal Caribbean Cruises Limited, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, October 22nd edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Wednesday edition. And we continue our conversation with our special guest, ratified F&M candidate for the Freetown constituency, Mr. Lincoln Deal. Having a great conversation so far. And I got a couple of more texts, like I told you. And callers, you can chime back in now. News is done. We can get right back to you. Appreciate your patience. All right, here we go. Right off the text lines, Mr. Deal, good afternoon. Great show, Naughty. Could you please ask Mr. Deal if he thinks a co-op type system for food sustainability can work in Freetown, essentially?
Yes, I believe so. Which we are proposing to do, the Freetown Farmers Market, is an essential part of strengthening our local food system, but it's also not just about selling produce, but creating opportunities, right? So when I was campaigning last week, I met a young man. He used to grow food, but he didn't have a kit, and the area that he had was too small. And so what we did was that we empowered him with a food kit. He's going to be growing food to sell at our farmer's market, the peppers and some of the cabbages that he had that he just needed a little bit, just a push, right? Because again, as I mentioned to you, Naughty, the people of Freetown are resilient,
right,
and they're entrepreneurial. They are business-minded and they want just an opportunity. And so the farmer's market is something that we will be using as a flagship project to, one, bring the communities back together, but also create a bi-Bahamian type of environment. So every Saturday since I've been ratified, I've been visiting businesses in the Freetown constituency because we call it bi-Bahamian Freetown. And, you know, we're just supporting small entrepreneurs, supporting businesses, right? Again, we talked about this earlier. There are so many businesses that have been established for decades in the Freetown constituency, and I think it's quite local, and that's going to be a major push in the Freetown constituency.
All right, let's get to these other texts. And like I said, that's one thing that you did say is very true. I know a lot of entrepreneurs that come from Freetown. So if he can, if that young man can get selling to the farmer's market,
for sure,
that is now a business for him. And you assume he'll ask you for another kit or more space. But that's a good thing. Okay, Naughty, could you please tell your guest, make sure as a minister, he knows that Scotch bonnet pepper is originally Jamaican pepper.
I'll take note.
Take note of that, all right? Even if it's Jamaican, it's goat pepper to us. It is what it is. We done take it. All right? Jamaica done borrowed a few things from us. We'll borrow that from them. Ain't no long talk. All right, well, call us. Like I said, you can hit us back now. Those of you who are on call, just chime right back in. We'll get to you. I got a question off the text lines for you, Mr. Deal. Good afternoon, Naughty. Good afternoon to your guest. We've seen a little bit of the F&M's upcoming manifesto. Mr. Deal, what can you tell us about the child benefits plan where new parents will receive $200 per month for the first 2 years of a child's life?
Right. So yesterday, the F&M officially launched its website. So you can check it out, fnmbahamas.org. It is a beautiful website, and it starts to list some of the programs under a Michael Pintard-led administration, some of the things that we're going to be doing in housing, in healthcare, the economy, talking about crime, housing, affordable housing. And of course, one of the things that was picked up, I saw in the media today, was this $200 per month assistance, right? So one of the stats that I remember seeing, Naughty, is that there are over 4,300 live births every year in the Bahamas, right? 60% of these new parents will be eligible for this particular program. This program will be, as I understand, and as we've discussed in our manifesto, services department, right? It supports working Bahamian parents by providing them quality care and giving the mothers $200 per month to assist with childcare when parents are at work. Now, I've had three kids, so I know firsthand the strain that it takes from a mother, right, to watch her kids, to ensure that they're well taken care of, and bringing it home now to the Freetown constituency. There are so many mothers. Some of them may not, they may be single mothers. This program actually benefits them. This helps them to get the necessary resources that they would need on a monthly basis to take care of that child moving forward. And again, there are prerequisites to the program.
But I think, you know, one thing for sure, it's a step in the right direction, because obviously, even that we're experiencing right now today in the world we live in, astronomical. It trickles across the board, not just with food, but with electricity, with schooling, with childcare. So
yeah, I mean,
Bahamians are looking for help.
In Freetown.
And good help.
In Freetown, you know, people are saying the economy isn't working for Bahamians, right? Prices keep climbing. Unemployment is rising. Young people can't find real opportunities. You know, the healthcare is in crisis. Hospitals face long waits, staff shortages. Of course, we've all seen the BPL bills. Energy costs have exploded. You know, taxes are hitting families different. It's hitting businesses. Education is falling behind. There are so many problems that are plaguing our people. And again, as I go door to door in the Freetown constituency and we listen to these concerns, these are the things that the people of Freetown are saying.
I think it's what Bahamians are saying across the board.
For sure.
Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads. A call, drop in us back, caller. I think that sentiment is echoed everywhere. Lincoln. It's everywhere. That's one of the chief things where I get wherever I go. Cost of living, immigration, crime, mental health.
Yep.
A lot of those, they rewind and repeat. A lot of those are the hot topic issues that people, and obviously now, and we'll talk about it before you get out of here, obviously now, media house owners entering frontline politics. That's another, you know, concern about a lot of people, you know. Are we going to end up seeing, you know, news and narratives, you know, crafted to suit certain entities? Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey,
what's going on?
Yeah, question. I live in Freetown, and I used to vote for them, like men over the DNA. So do it. The FNM, campaign and do everything for the FNM, when I realized that only one side of Freetown, it was one side of Freetown all getting all the benefits. It's hard to get to them, hard to get to the office. The people who they had running for them, who controlling the office and everything, all that they selfish and everything, you know what I mean? Everything's supposed to spread around because when it's not only selected people who put them in. So I die hard, live inside Freetown. I know everything will go on. I campaign for the DNA for 15 years, so I know what's going on. We have a lot to do in Freetown. Number one, for me, it's going on. I'm 47 years old, so I know a lot. Only time Campbell Day was good to me was when civil servants was in power. Campbell was never, ever the same after that. When you see they have Campbell Day, they used to be together. From the past, yes, now, we bringing in these MPs. They never, ever had a good Campbell Day where they could be able to bring people together. You understand? Number two, we have up in the area, up in some beach area, they have right below the hill, water for years. From I know I go on and come back and people still have to walk through the water. They don't, even none of the MPs have never come up with that idea where they can put a drainage there or clean that drain. You understand where I come from? The parks, them are going down, the parks, them this and that. And we have a lot of people hurting in Freetown. A lot of people hurting in Freetown. So, you know what I mean? To win me over, it could be a lot of, you know what I mean? Because, I've been on the grounds. I've been on the grounds campaigning. So I know what's going on. They can't fool me. I help them.
Good point, squaller. I must say, Mr. Deal has been taking notes, so it's not like they're falling on deaf ears.
Good. Thank you, caller. I really appreciate that call. And again, remember, we started this whole campaign with a listening tour. So some of the things that he mentioned, I took note of just now. But I'd say this. Our office is on Village Road and Waterloo, number 56. We're open from Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And then you will most likely find me in the office if I'm not on the road as well. Stop by. Let's have a conversation and talk about some of the things that you mentioned. One of the things, Naughty, that we have already started to do is solve some of the problems in the Freetown constituency, or attempt to, right? So shortly after that storm, well, before the storm, we started to provide people with necessary sandbags and goods to assist them during that process. After the storm, one of the first things that we did, we sent a water truck to start pumping water out of the areas that are flood prone, right? So the drainage system that I mentioned to you, Naughty, that is something that we have been advocating for with the Ministry of Works. I know the campaign team has been doing that as well, and we will continue to do that to start to fix some of these issues. Additionally, in terms of some of the plans and ideas that we're introducing to the area, I love his idea with the Camp Road Day. I'm very familiar with it. I think that community is a big part and that we're trying to do, which is why we're doing the farmers market. We're doing the Buy Bahamian campaigns. We're trying to bring families together, right? As a leader and as the candidate for Freetown, I canvass the entire area. Because as I mentioned to you earlier, Freetown is a diverse constituency. We don't focus on one polling division or two polling division. We spread out throughout the entire Freetown. That is how we've been campaigning. That is how we've been listening, and that is how we will continue to execute our plans and our programs in the area. And so I hear his concern. I would love to connect with you, caller, and let's have a conversation.
All right, back to the text lines. Good afternoon, Naughty, and to your guest. Anybody except the Minister of National Security, he's a poor excuse for a member of parliament and has a stink, nasty attitude. Deal or nothing. The people are shouting out loud and clear to Prime Minister Davis that they do not want Monroe, and they said that they do not want Leslie Miller to come back in the yard, asking them to support the people like Wayne Monroe. There is something going on in Freetown, Naughty. All right, here's another one. Good afternoon, Naughty, and to your guests. Can you ask Mr. Deal what are you all going to do about these illegals in our country? What is the FNM plan for this? Give me a good reason to vote FNM.
So in our manifesto, if you've been following, immigration is broken, right? Illegal immigration is rising while U.S. officials is less relaxed under the PLP. I believe that our leader has put forward some very transformational plans as it relates to immigration and who is entitled to documentation, who is entitled to citizenship, and I think even from the protection of our borders, proper protection of our borders from the south straight down. Our plan for immigration is very vast, and it tackles the issue head on. We're not running away from it, but it is a major concern. I would say that's one of the top five issues that we've seen as we've been canvassing throughout the Freetown constituency and nationally.
All right. Good afternoon, Naughty. Kindly ask your guests why only single mothers qualify for the benefits, not single fathers. How about giving to families, which would discourage single motherhood?
So it's not just...
And dad be dads.
It's not just for single mothers. It's for mothers in general. I mentioned that in the Freetown constituency, you know, we've come across some single mothers that do need assistance, but that's not this program and this policy that the FNM is proposing is not just for single mothers. It's for mothers in general, anyone that would have had a baby. And again, we get about 4,000 live births in the Bahamas every year.
Good afternoon, Naughty. Can you please ask your guest, Mr. Deal, if there are any plans for the young men in Freetown? We need to capture them before they reach grade 10. My heart goes out to all of them.
I'm glad that you mentioned that, Naughty. You know, one of the things that I think I was canvassing Poland Division 10 about 2 weeks ago, I came across a group of young men and, you know, I asked him, he said he doesn't have a job. And he started to tell me his story. At 22 years old, he already has, he's been in jail for tickets. I asked him, why do you have traffic tickets? He said, because I don't have a driver's license. I said, why don't you have a driver's license? He said, because I just never went or no one really took me. And so I just as ride dirty, as I quote him, right? And make a big difference because now that's on his record. We're working on expunging that through the program, a program that the FNM put in place. And, you know, they need hope, they need help, and they need direction. The business program, the Freetown Means Business Program, is a program where we're going to hold their hand and we're going to help them get the necessary, documentation, so their business licenses and things of that nature. We're going to try to empower them with opportunities through SBDC, Small Business Development Center. We're not going to just send them there. We're going to go through the process with them to give them the tools that they need to become great young citizens because they're creative, they're resilient, they just need opportunity. From the educational standpoint, I mentioned to you earlier, you know, starting the kidpreneur programs at a very early age that gives them the tools and the mindset of entrepreneurship
which is good. And I endorse it because, like I said, and not to cut you off, but that is the way of the future. Entrepreneurship, business, coding. I mean, I'll be honest, our sons go to ISBET right now, International School of Business, Entrepreneurship and Technology, and they're loving it, but it's also preparing them for what they're going to face in the world. It's not any longer, you know, 5 + 12 equals, no. It's, if Johnny got 3 laptops, how can Johnny make, well, I can, they become little people. It's amazing.
Indeed. And even, you know, everyone may not even end up going to college. There may be some people who are good with their hands.
Correct.
Trade schools, trade opportunities, showing them and introducing these aspects to the curriculum earlier on in their educational journey to, again, empower them to see what the possibilities are because they may just be good at a trade.
That's why you impressed me earlier when you said you're going to add the technology to the farming because obviously we need to get to the next level.
Indeed.
You want to encourage young people to get into farming. It's lucrative, but you're going to have to add the technology of the day in order to be successful. And I think they can be. And I think what you're doing, starting them early, it gets it in their mind. If little Johnny know I like cars from the break,
yes,
little Johnny going to say, you know what? I'm going to focus and gravitate on cars. If little Susie like hair and makeup, I want to be the next.
That's what she could focus on.
You know,
and she would be the best
makeup artist to the stars or whatever.
She would be the best at that. And then you start to see how these systemic problems like crime and things of that nature start to fade away. Because if they're busy doing the things that they should be doing, a lot of these things start to fade away. Right? And again, bringing the community together, making the community cleaner, feel safer, and tapping into the Bahamian geniuses that we have.
And we have, like you said, again, and just, we do have a lot of resilient, entrepreneurial-minded Bahamians. They're just looking for an opportunity to get their piece of the pie. Because a lot of them have good ideas, but they just need the proper funding or the proper mentoring to get them in the right direction. But a lot of young people do have brilliant ideas. Let's get back to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hello, hey, Naughty.
Go ahead, bro.
Listen, first-time caller. Listen, I disagree with your partner, the gentleman, when he said, but the boys in the Bahamas, 85% of them is foreigners, not Bahamian. So he wrong on that. So when you talk about giving away our money to foreigners who don't have no status or no citizenship from 1973, because that's what we're going back to. You can't give our money away to these people. We can't fund them.
But
they is not Bahamian.
Wasn't it stated there that it was Bahamian?
That's what it was. Bahamian.
The clear word was Bahamian. And Carla, I don't want to do it to you, but it's Reed Bahamas. It clearly says Bahamian mothers.
Bahamian mothers. Oh, and that statistic that came from the Bahamian census that they conducted.
Okay, because I come in on the last end of the conversation. Uh-huh. I apologize.
No problem, man.
Yeah, but when I heard what is given away, we ain't trying to give away nothing no more.
No. I get that, but you wouldn't have a problem with Bahamians getting something, right? If we give it to Bahamians, not, right?
The F&M policy is
no,
Bahamians.
That's what it's
due to us. Uh-huh. Bahamians, Bahamian right. Mothers.
Keyword, Bahamian.
And the right. Stat that was provided was from the census,
now,
right?
Now, hold on. When you say Bahamian mothers, we talking about grandparents, parents. Who is Bahamian? We ain't talking about them infiltrators.
Well, I know I's a Bahamian. I know Deal is a Bahamian. Bahamians get straight.
So I don't want to mix it up because you was born here and you say you're a Bahamian, but you wasn't here from...
Yeah, well, just so you know, and we could kill all of that. Tell me what an organic Bahamian is, because my last name is Zenny Gazalai, but I promise you, I'm more Bahamian than you because you could trace my roots back to the Lutheran adventurers.
All right, well, I's a Clark, so and I'm from Midsomo.
Okay, Thompson's and the Browns and the Roberts. Thompson's from Elutra.
All right, so when you going back from them. We ain't going back from them. Funny names come back up.
Man, listen, if you're a Bahamian and it's proven you're a Bahamian, you're entitled to it, no matter what your title is.
Now, hold on. You could be a Bahamian, but then you could be adopted into a Bahamian.
Nah, we ain't talking adopted. I know if you look at me and you look at my license and you see my last name, you could tell me, but no, you ain't no Bahamian.
All right, then.
Then I got to check you and remind you I just as much Bahamian as you.
Carla, I encourage you, Carla, to also check out, again, fnmbahamas.org. You could find the policy there and you would get all of the information and all of the details relative to our manifesto and our plans under the Pintad-led administration.
And the key word there is Bahamian, though, so you good to go. You safe.
All right, good.
And don't be a first time, last time. Hit me back. Good points you brought up. Let's get
no,
to the other
I
call.
You back. I listen to you every day.
Good stuff. I appreciate it, man.
I'm from Abaco. So, I listen to it.
Mike Roberts.
All right, so you good. You good.
There you go. I didn't tell you that. All right, be safe. Let's go to the other call. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty. Sorry to call back again.
No problem, Jeff.
Listen, just a quick question to Lincoln. Lincoln, I know that you're heavily into the organic farming, especially in the enclosed environments and stuff. Do you know if there's a plan to perhaps, I make reference to, what's the Godston Farm some years ago where they had several infrastructures on their property, whereas they grew their chickens and got the eggs in sheltered areas. Do you know whether there's any plan for agriculture where year-round we could grow the protective environment, regardless of whether it's bad storms or whether it's sunshine, in an enclosed, controlled environment where we could grow our food sustainably and so we can have food year-round? That's something maybe on an acre or two, a vast greenhouse, perhaps, to do something like that to encourage, let's say, residents in these various constituencies, encourage them to come down and on this plot of land, perhaps grow this next constituency, grow another set of crop on this part, and next, so on and so forth. Is there any plan like that, you know, going forward?
Yes. So in the last, when our leader was the Minister of Agriculture, that was definitely a part of his overall vision for agriculture. So he had something called the Agro Village. This village would have been imagine it as a mall for agriculture where you could get multiple types of locally grown produce, so all in one location. And I think that spanned about at least about 40 acres of land on the Gladstone Road strip. I believe that this will continue moving forward. There are some success stories. So you still have Bluefields Farms, you have Lakayan Tropical, and a few others who are, you know, are doing a good job in enclosed agriculture. But I believe that this is the way that we need to continue to go. We need 100 more Bluefields and Eden Farms to really make a dent into the... And I believe that under a Pintard F&M administration, we will continue to push food security because, again, as I always say, food security is national security.
Good afternoon, Nordy, and your guests. Can you please ask your guests about the upcoming by-election? In my opinion, the by-election in Golden Isles, the F&M is going to oppose running a candidate, leaving the door open for the COI candidate. This will result independent and F&M voters supporting the COI, just to cause a spoiler. But Texter, I think Mr. Brown declared that he is going to contest the Golden Isles seat in the by-election. So your opinion in this case, you need to get a different opinion because I think you might be wrong.
Yeah, the leader will make an official response, but I could say this. Should the F&M contest Golden Isles, the answer is yes. And the F&M will, I believe, contest that by-election in Golden Isles, and by God's grace, we will win. You know, our candidate, Mr. Brian Brown.
No stranger to the show. Brian Brown, like I said, one thing I can say.
Yeah.
He lost in 2021, and he hasn't gone anywhere.
On the ground.
Office stayed open. He's still a member of the community, and he got a lot of PLP support in that area.
Yeah, man. Brian has decades long been a resident of Golden Isles. He was the former chairman of the Golden Isles F&M Constituency Association. He never left the ground after 2021. In fact, he was Vaughn Miller's general, God rest his soul. And so he has been entrenched on the ground in Golden Isles. His office remained open since 2021. He's honestly not even one of our most active F&M candidates, and he is prepared and ready to stand to contest that by-election, and he has my full support. He has the Freetown constituency campaign team full support, and I believe for anyone who would like to reach out to Brian, you know, his office is open every day, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, and his Facebook page, not just... now, but again, decades long, he's been working the ground in Golden Isles. So 7,000 of those constituents.
All right, let's break. And once we get this break in, we'll come back. We'll wrap things up with Mr. Deal. And I still got some sports to talk before the bottom of the hour. But I got one or two more questions we got to get him and Mr. Deal before we get out of here. But I appreciate him being so candid. And obviously, you know, like I said, lots of questions. And lots of answers, and we appreciate that because that's what I think the Bahamian people need. They want to hear some genuine answers and some solutions moving forward to get us where we need to be. Keep it right where you got it. The Wednesday, October 22nd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Yeah, yeah. And if the truth hasn't been told, so I said these are some serious times. All I can see around us is just violence and crime. Full time for us to centralize, socialize, and
Naughty Johnny's Restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's Restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what the
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles, with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on, get it on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
What happens when your faves team up? You get an original Asiago Bacon Club. Enjoy the iconic taste of KFC's 11 herbs and spices with a bite into KFC's original recipe chicken filet, layered with Asiago cheese, crisp lettuce, tomato, bacon, our signature ranch, all on a golden brioche bun. KFC's original Asiago Bacon Club is made fresh, made right. Available only at KFC. It's finger licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, October 22nd edition of Talking Heads, wrapping things up with our special guest, FNM ratified candidate for the Freetown constituency, Mr. Lincoln Deal. Lincoln, I appreciate you stopping by. Now, this can't be the first time. We got to make sure I have you back and keep us posted on Freetown and what's going on. Because obviously, looking at the text, looking at the calls, obviously Freetown is interested in what you have to say. And just touch on it again, some of the things. I got more text coming in. Yes, the stream program will be introduced in Freetown. Okay, but I'll let him tell you himself again.
So we are definitely introducing the free Freetown STEM. Give students from the Freetown constituency free education to learn about coding, building websites, robotics, you name it. We will be introducing that program in a couple of days, and we look forward to the young residents of Freetown signing up. Additionally, again, as I mentioned earlier, it needs to be easier to do business in the Bahamas. And for the many businesses in the Freetown constituency, I speak on their behalf when I'm saying that we're going to be an advocate for businesses in that constituency. We're going to, in our manifesto, there are multiple things that we will be changing to eliminate some of the tax systems that are currently in place. And again, you could read more about it at the fnmbahamas.org. And, you know, Freetown, for me, Naughty, it's not transactional. My team and I, we want to transform what Freetown is, what it looks like, and what it can be, right? Our pillars are innovation, empowerment, and ensuring that everyone gets a fair opportunity. And we're going to do that even before they mark their X with the different things that we're going to be rolling out over the next few weeks. You're going to see me come door to door. I answer my phone. I answer the calls. And I take note and I listen.
Give me your information. I got a text here for your office hours and your office location.
Our office is located on Village and Waters, is right next to Show Alarm. We are open from Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m.
Are you right next to Show Alarm?
Right next to Graham.
Boy, Graham, better behave yourself. If anything go wrong, boy, look here, boy. Now, Graham?
He then come bearing gifts next door as a welcome. But yes, we're right next to Show Alarm, and our team is always willing to listen, to help, to assist, and to help push Freetown forward. Again, for me, this is about impact, right? Making an impact on the lives of the people of Freetown, which is why I love what that gentleman who called earlier said, right? And in terms of what he wants to see in his area, he's tired of certain things.
And there's still going to be more listening visits as well, too, for those of you.
It continues.
Correct.
It continues. When I leave here, you know,
Are you going to listen?
Continuing to listen. And so we are listening to your concerns. We've heard your cries. You know, Naughty, the fear of crime is a real thing. I have been ratified for about 7 weeks, and we've had 4 murders in the Freetown constituency.
I've been to
4 funerals. And so we don't want to see those things anymore. We need to tackle these issues from the root.
And I think some of the young people in Freetown are tired of being part of that system and part of that process. I think they want to break the chains of that and have a different opportunity.
Yes, they are. And I speak with them on a daily basis. On a daily basis, me and these young men have real conversations. I go to their houses. We sit down. We talk. We reason. And we try to figure out how we forward. My entire life as a businessman and as a philanthropist, I've been a problem solver. That's the essence of business, solving problems. And so what I want to bring along with my team to the Freetown constituency under the leadership of Michael Pintard is solve some of the systemic issues that have been plaguing our communities, and in particular the Freetown community, for many years.
All right, let's get this one call in before we wrap. Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Hey, Naughty. David Slaughter here. How are you, man?
Hey, what's going on, Slaughter?
Two things. The talk earlier about, you know, agriculture in the Bahamas and all that. I mean, I just want to point out that the second largest exporter in agriculture in the world is Holland. And, of course, most of their land they reclaim is a very small country. So we always talk about food security and the need to make sure we can produce for our own benefits. But, I mean, what about the idea of developing an actual industry that can be an exporter? I mean, the second largest exporter in the world is this tiny little country called Holland, right? So
That's a good point, Dave. I appreciate that. And that is something you need to look at, obviously.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Because I'm sure there's niche products that we can actually produce.
There are byproducts from our agricultural system. So let's look at coconut bark. You would be surprised the amount of products that you can make just from coconut bark, right?
Sure.
And so I wrote an article, as I mentioned, in the Nassau Guardian a few months ago called Shifting from Imports to Innovation. And a lot of it is a list of different products that we can produce and export, low-hanging fruits, small things that make a big difference. And again, it starts with educating our people, letting them understand what their potential is, arming them with the land and the access to grants and things of that nature, and pushing them forward to become owners of their...
The challenge is, I mean, what Holland produces is highly technical. So it's an expertise that, let's be honest, we do not have internally in the Bahamas yet. So we'd have to perhaps do some kind of joint project with universities and entities in Holland if we want to try and duplicate something like that here. So that was my only comment for this phase of your talk show, Naughty, and now I'm going to hang up. But before I do, I want to say, let's go Blue Jays. Take care.
And on that note, I'm dropping you like a bad habit. You and your Blue Jays. But yeah, I know everybody who went to school in Canada and got love for the Blue Jays, this is your moment. Y'all haven't had a chance to celebrate since Joe Carter. Shout out to my boy Clint Johnson. So yeah, enjoy it. But no, I think that if we're going to revolutionize farming in the country, and like you said, adding the technology to it, there are niche products that we could create, and you could liaison with different universities around the world. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that are familiar with how we farm based on our climate and our geographical makeup, that we could create niche products that we could actually produce and mass produce.
And then this is a vision of our leader, Michael Pintard.
Coconut bark is just one of them.
If you sit with Michael Pintard and you the Honorable Michael Pintard, and you talk about, you know, the potential of what we can create, it'll blow your mind. And so I look forward to continuing to serve the people of Freetown during this process. I look forward to listening to you. To your homes over the past couple weeks, and it's just begun. We look forward to, again, transforming Freetown, making it a model constituency, and hopefully on election day we can seal the deal.
Got another text here for you. Naughty, thank this brilliant young man for assisting my elderly mother with her bike accident in Bahamas here. He is a decent soul. We will not forget his kindness. So you're making impressions, brother. You're doing what you're supposed to do, so... We look forward to you coming back in a couple of weeks and letting us know how it is continuing to go in Freetown and what new and exciting ideas you've introduced to Freetown and where we're at. Obviously, it's silly season. Obviously, Bahamians want to hear from their potential next candidate and then the potential next MP, whether it's FNMP, PCOI, ABC, LMNOP.
We sealing the deal in Freetown, Noddy.
I'm being diplomatic, I have to. You know what I mean? But I look on the ground, and you are definitely making inroads in Freetown.
And, so, and I just want to
can't say you didn't put in the work.
I also want to congratulate my team. The team in Freetown is robust, dynamic, hardworking. They've been on the ground for years and years and years, and we take this thing serious. And so, again, I just want to shout out, you know, my family. Thank you, my wife, for allowing me to do this.
And happy wife, happy life, boy. Happy, better make sure.
Happy wife, happy
and
life.
And shout out to MJ, just for the record. Love you. Make sure both of us go home in a good place.
Indeed.
But yeah, no, that's very good. And I can say it always matters. And I appreciate the way that you shout out your wife, because that's how I shout out my wife. I would not be where I am in this world without MJ. So I know you would not be where you are in this world without the support of your wife.
Indeed.
And I like to see young dynamic teams work together.
Thank you. MJ. My wife and my parents, they've been a cornerstone. And so again, I look Freetown. We're coming. If you haven't seen us as yet, you're going to see us soon. I like to thank our leader, my Honorable Michael Pintard, for this opportunity to serve. And we work for you. That's our slogan.
Good stuff. And we'll do it again, man. Don't be a stranger. I appreciate you stopping off and going the overtime with us. We'll take a quick break right now, and I'll get back and wrap things up. I got my picks lined up for you. Got some sports information for you. And we'll get you home on this Wednesday, October 22nd edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
Better give thanks. You don't know if you're gonna live to see tomorrow. Life is much more precious.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
He done it! Join me, Norty, Earl the Pearl, and the rest of the crew from the Press Box each and every Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM as we talk sports. All of you Major League sports, Major League Baseball, the NFL, and the NBA each and every Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on Guardian Radio. It's the Press Box. All the sports, all the time. See you on Sunday.
Oh, yes!
There is a new king in town, and the only place to find him is at Burger King Nassau. Introducing two juicy flame-grilled beef patties stacked with American cheese, crisp bacon, sweet barbecue sauce, honey mustard, and the crown jewel. Three golden mozzarella rings served on a soft, buttery brioche bun. It's bigger, it's better, and it's cheesier. Want just cheese rings? They're available as a side too. Get the Cheesy Ring King at any of Burger King Nassau's 7 locations. Available for a limited time only.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just a little waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Wanna step out and look great? Then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place.
NRG is nutrition. Check out our world-famous smoothies, signature quinoa dishes. We have the best salads and breakfast fit for a king and his queen. Open for breakfast, lunch, and now dinner. Each order is made with love and the highest quality ingredients and is nutritionally balanced. Visit any of our three locations. Old Fort Bay, open until 7:30 p.m. West Bay Street and Gladstone Road in the Monroe's Complex, open until 4 p.m. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at NRG Bahamas. NRG, nutrition ready to go.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Back at you on the Wednesday, October 22nd edition of Talking Heads. Little FYI for you before I get into the sports. Don't forget, man, it is all about energy, all right? Nutrition ready to go. They got the Palmdale location. They got the Old Fort Bay location, Old Fort Shopping Plaza. Don't forget the Cable Beach location as well, all right? Be sure, stop on in, after you work out on that Cable Beach Strip and get your smoothie or get your breakfast, all right? Be sure to stop by for lunch as well at the Cable Beach location. Fresh, healthy sandwiches and wraps available for you along with salads. So be sure to check them out. And the salads come with proteins or hot plates, fresh and made to order. And trust me when I tell you, the food and energy is off the chain. Give them a call, 603-5261, 603-5261, or order online at energybahamas.com. All right? And be sure to select the correct location for pickup. All right? 04 Plaza. All right? Cable Beach, Palmdale. Be sure to check them out. All right? Energy, nutrition, ready to go. You all ask me why. Naughty in shape, boy. I see you slimming down in shape. Energy, nutrition, ready to go. MJ got me on it, and it's all G-double-O-D good. I'll tell you that. All right. Let's check out the NBA. And be sure to check out the press, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on Guardian Radio. All brought to you, of course, by The Island Game, Green Parrot, Margaritaville PI, and Bud Light. We break down all the sports for you, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., including football, and getting you ready to go. Okay? So definitely, that's a good look each and every Sunday if you want to get started, you know, with your sports, and especially the NFL. All right? So be sure to join us for that. All right. Now, with that being said, let's check out the NBA on tap for tonight. A couple of things before I get there, though. The Giants have made Major League Baseball history. They have hired Tennessee coach Tony Vitello. He's been named the new manager of the San Francisco Giants. The team announced Wednesday, making the first time a big league team has hired a manager directly from a college program without any experience as a professional coach. All right, but I'll be honest with you. Vitello replaces Bob Melvin, who was fired in September, on September 29th. Following an 81-81 season, the Giants' fourth consecutive year without a playoff berth. So let's see if he brings some life to the Giants. Justin Fields shrugs off Jets owners' criticism of his play. I guess he's just used to it now. The Jets are going in a different direction. Look for Tyrod Taylor to be the starter the rest of the way there, barring injury. Lamar Jackson practices with the Ravens today. Status versus the Bears to be decided. Jaden Daniels out against the Chiefs. Mariota to start for the Commanders. Shedeur Sanders not getting started reps behind Gabriel, despite Gabriel not being all of that. So keep an eye there. And interesting note, the NFL won't reconsider Bad Bunny's Super Bowl halftime show. I wonder why. Action tonight. The NBA is back in full swing. Tipped off last night with two games. Rockets and the Thunder were off the chain. Thunder won 125 to 124. Warriors knocked off the Lakers 119 to 109, despite 43 points, 12 rebounds, and 9 assists from Luka Doncic. And before you Bron sexuals jump up and say, hey, LeBron, no. LeBron don't pay no D either, okay? I don't see him adding anything to the equation last night that would have pushed us over that hump defensively. But we'll see. And, you know, you look at the Lakers last night, they're going to have to figure out some scoring. Because obviously you got Luka with 43. Reeves with 26. But then nobody else stepped up. Ayton with 10. Hachimura with 9. No. You need that bench support and you need some others in that starting lineup to step up and score until LeBron gets back. All right, let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Yeah, what's up, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Everything good. Guess what? Marcus Smart, he's a hacker. That's what he is. He's a hacker.
Who are you supposed for in basketball again?
Who do you think?
Tell me, mystery.
You know everything from Miami.
Oh, you're a sheethead then?
Yeah.
Okay, you're a dolphin, and in football and basketball, you're a sheethead. Okay, no problem.
Absolutely. And then when the heat is out, I pull for the Warriors.
Because I wonder why. Let me guess. Because buddies play for them, mate.
Well, they, no,
well, they got a better chance of winning than the heat.
No, but it's all about Steph.
All right, fair enough.
All about Steph. But Ayton didn't look too good last night, though.
No, he didn't. 10-6, but that wasn't impressive. He looked very slow, very lethargic.
Aiden's supposed to be dominating underneath them. He ain't looking too good.
And especially with a guy like Luka, who likes the pick and roll and the lob. I mean, that's right up your alley. What's going on?
Yeah, they put too much on Luka last night. They put too much on Luka.
Well, we'll see, man. We'll see how it pans out tonight. I got my picks for tonight's game. Full schedule tonight, though. A bunch of games. You should enjoy it.
Yeah, that was a good double overtime last night, too.
Yes, it was.
Yeah,
he got a big game against the Magic, man. The Magic, 8.5-point favorites. They're playing in Orlando, and they're fully healthy, boy. I got to lean toward the Magic tonight.
Who they playing?
Miami, your team.
Oh, yeah. Okay, all right, I'll watch that.
And you got no Tyler Hero. You too, bro. Be safe. All right, so let me give you the quick rundown. We got the Cavs on the road against the Knicks. I'll take the Knicks and the 2.5 points in this. Because they're playing at home and it's open at night, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Cavs won this one. Nets and the Hornets. I'm going to roll with the Hornets at home, but 6.5, so take them in the money line. The Magic, 8.5-point favorites at home against the Miami Heat. Despite Tyler Hero being injured, both of these teams play well against each other despite injuries. So I'm going to take the Magic in the money line since they're playing at home. I don't think that 8.5-point covers it. If you want to take the Heat plus the 8.5, that's not a bad look either. You got the Toronto Raptors on the road against the Atlanta Hawks. I'm going to roll with the Atlanta Hawks simply because they're at home. And I think they might be the better team right now. But like I said, the Raptors, they're a different animal. They play totally different in Toronto compared to the road as well. So, yeah, give me the Hawks in this one via the money line. You got the 76ers on the road taking on the Boston Celtics. Celtics are 4.5-point favorites. Sixers are the underdog tonight. I'm watching this game for one reason. VJ Edgecombe. That's it. Win, lose, or draw, I don't care. I'm watching for VJ. All right? But to give this young 76ers squad some time to gel and see what they get out of Embiid, they might be able to make a playoff push over there in the Eastern Conference. The Pistons on the road against the Bulls. I like the Pistons this one, and I like them to cover the 2.5 points. The Grizzlies at home taking on the Pelicans. A lot of injuries for the Pelicans, including Javonte Murray. I'm going to go with my boy, Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr., and the Memphis Grizzlies tonight at home. I like them to cover the four points, so give me the Grizzlies at home, minus the four. You got the Wizards taking on the Milwaukee Bucks. I like the Bucks at home in this one, 8.5-point favorites. I think that might be too much. The Wizards always play well against the spread, at least. They lose, but they cover. So I'll take the Bucks in the money line in this one. Clippers on the road against the Jazz. Give me the Clippers in this one via the money line. I think a 12-point spread, too much for opening night, so give me the Clippers in the money line. Spurs and the Mavericks. Dallas minus 2.5 in this one. They're playing at home. The Spurs have made some improvements. I'm going to roll the dice tonight. I'm going to take the Spurs plus the 2.5 points. Plus, I know MJ could be glued to that TV watching Victor Wembanyama. So, yeah, while she watches Wemby, I'll have something to root for. Can't believe I put in for the Spurs. Got the Kings and the Suns. I like the Suns at home, minus the 3.5. And you got the Timberwolves and the Trailblazers on the road. And I like the Timberwolves minus the 3.5 on the road. All right, that's a wrap on my picks. And that's a wrap on the Wednesday, October 22nd edition of Talking Heads. I'd like to thank my special guest, FNM ratified candidate for the Freetown constituency, Mr. Lincoln Deal, for stopping in and being such a candid interview. Everybody who chimed in, called in, texted in, appreciate you. We'll do it again tomorrow. Pearly's in, and MJ and I will be back in on Friday. For Mr. Producer, this is your boy, Naughty. For MJ and Pearly, we're up out of here. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.